Hello, I'm Mary-Anne Kennedy and welcome to this Commonwealth Connections podcast from BBC Radio 3. We're counting down the weeks to the Commonwealth Games with a specially recorded feature on the music and culture of each Commonwealth country. For more information about our podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
My name is Jacob Ross and I've been living in England for quite a while. I came here in 1984. I was born and raised in Grenada.
According to the education you get when you're small, you will grow up with true ambition and respect from one and all.
I'm a novelist and I'm also a teacher. I also go to Grenada once a year at least and run workshops, giving back something to the country. My choice of music is a song by the singer Calypsonian, singer Francisco. He's better known as the Mighty Sparrow. And Dan is the Man in the Van was released in 1963, and Californians have this particular role in society. They are philosophers, they are judges, they are moral compasses, and they are the voice of the silent and silenced majority. Sparrow, who was born in Grenada and developed his career in Trinidad, he is in that song referencing the kind of material that children were made to learn, that they were exposed to in school when we were then colonies, and the content was shamelessly imperialistic and Anglo-centric in nature.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall,
Humpty Dumpty didn't fall.
Goosey, goosey, gander,
where shall I walk?
I certainly, as a young student, was more familiar with the seasons of England, summer, autumn, winter, spring, than I was of the seasons in the Caribbean. You know, I was quite familiar in my imagination with snow, even though it took me probably 25 years to see snow in real life. Of course, it's not as straightforward as that, because we got an education, and it is not by chance that Grenada's literacy rate is 96%, which is just 3% behind England.
Aeroplanes didn't come so soon. Scientists used to make the great in balloon. Cartridge make a cow jump over the moon. And then he tell them, Tom, Tom, the piper's son. Keep a pig on a way he will run.
Once there was a woman who lived in a shoe.
She had too many children, she didn't know what to do.
Dickory, dickory, duck.
Whenever I return to Grenada, one of the things I'm struck by is the intensity of color and the nature of the light, the brightness of it. It's a place of primary colors, and I would go as far as the primary emotions too. It's also pretty laid back, although that laid backness, if that's a word, is very deceptive. I was thinking this morning about Kirani James, for example, the athlete who was the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, and also Lewis Hamilton, whose father is Grenadian. If there is a national personality or a national persona, what characterizes Grenadians is that quite laid-back nature, but very focused, a very aspirational disposition also, and not having a sense of limitation because of one's geography. Grenadians are definitely going to make the Commonwealth Games a central item on the agenda. So we are definitely looking forward to Kirani being there, and we expect him to do really well in Glasgow. And probably we'll name every street and every building after him when he gets back.
Mr. Mike goes to school on a bike.
Dan is the man in the van. Dan is the man.
You've been listening to BBC Radio 3's Commonwealth Connections podcast, originally broadcast on World on 3. If you enjoyed it, visit the BBC Radio 3 Facebook page or follow BBC Radio 3 on Twitter. Use the hashtag R3Commonwealth and get involved in the conversation. Also worth checking out the photographs and film clips on our Radio 3 website. Just follow the links to World on 3.